Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, featuring Blue and Joe Grande, the world's number one source for everything cannabis.
Hello, welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue. Alongside me is Mr. Joe Grande, and you are now tuned in to the greatest cannabis show on the planet.
I like how that throat's sounding. Sounds like you've been talking all weekend. Jeez, you got a little sore throat there.
You got throat jokes today.
That's right,
huh?
Folks. Welcome to the show. Thank you for listening to the podcast all around the world. It's Cannabis Talk 101, and check out the website, cannabistalk101.com, as there are so many great articles and blogs on the site for you to check out, and feel free to give us a call anytime. 1-800-420-1980 and leave us a voicemail, say hello, or check us out on YouTube, Instagram, all social media at Cannabis Talk 101. You can find my brother from another mother, Blue, at the number one, Christopher Wright.
Hello.
And you can always catch me on the gram at Joe Grande 52. I gotta remind you guys about Chalmers Wellness. I mean, Tony, you weren't lying about this guy. I just watched him on IG, and he's really informative, man.
Yeah.
I mean, he really, really is. He was sitting down there pointing some stuff out behind him, and folks, if you don't know what I'm talking about, Chalmers Wellness is a full-service rehabilitation and recovery facility. They work with patients to identify, treat, and manage a wide variety of issues, including weight loss, which I've been dealing with, weight gain, which I've always had the problem with, digestive problems, chronic fatigue, pain, injuries, sciatic diseases, chiropractic problems, fibromyalgia, carpal tunnel syndrome, and plantar fasciitis. Plantar fasciitis hurts so bad. If you got something like that, medical doctors are trying to help you out, but they can't figure it out, Dr. Chalmers is the dude. When traditional medications and treatments are not working for their patients, hear me now, believe me later. Go check out his website, CharmersWellness.com.
Better believe
it. Or call them direct, 214-446-5300. On the show today, folks, if you're listening from abroad and around the country, it's special.
Yes.
Because not only is D-Loke in the building again, but we have a studio audience, D-Loke.
Yeah, it's great.
We got
I see
Master Mentors Live 2024 class. Wuna.
Yeah. What a great.
As you hear that studio audience, folks, listen to the
it's
podcast
awesome.
Around the world,
yeah.
And you hear the infamous DJ Shaky Bones right there, legendary hip-hop artist, mm-hmm. MC, DJ founding member of the legendary Cottonmouth Kings.
Wow.
Hello.
Absolutely. What's up, guys?
You
how you
know
doing,
that,
brother?
Baby. Good. And King Spade.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow, that was great.
Albums.
You always make it sound so big. You know what I mean? Like, yo, it's
big.
Like this
you
big intro.
Like a referee,
you know,
with a whistle, and I'm blowing the fucking whistle.
Yeah, I gotcha. I like it. I like
people
it.
People need to know because why they listen to your albums. They've seen you on videos.
Tours.
You're rocking MTV.
Right.
You were doing the grind, and
right.
Now we have people here seeing. Who's this tattoo cholo up there looking like a little macho? Who's that güero, right? But
I hear him, I hear him.
You put it down like four flats, and you've worked hard, and you've earned everything we all say about you, and you've been the homie around us. You've known Blue since high school and
yeah.
All this other stuff.
Yeah.
But the good thing about you being here in front of this audience and in front of the millions listening around the world, what I really want to ask you this time is I want you to give back to the students and people listening going, what would D-Loke say to that 18-year-old deal that first started smoking weed at 18 and goes, look how old I am now and how smart I am and all this business I've been through because now you have your own label. You went from being in a group to getting paid to being the fucking label paying. You
that's
went from the bottom to the top.
I like
facts.
It. I like it. I
that's
like
what
it.
You've
I
done,
like
dog.
It.
And I pat you and I give
it's
you your
beautiful.
Flowers now.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you have people
it's
to
great.
Recognize it.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And as you
it's
see
great.
That, right, and as I see that and I salute you for that, as people are here watching you going, what would you say to that 18-year-old kid that's coming up and going, dog, look out for this?
You know, work hard. I mean, for one, I always grew up in my family. It was like I grew up playing basketball. I played college basketball in 96 at Golden West Junior College. So I've always had a pretty solid work ethic.
Athletes are strong.
Yeah. And to me, like, if you're not, you know, designating a certain amount of hours a day to your craft or your job or whatever you're doing, if you're just, I think you need to give what you're doing a lot of energy, and daily energy is important to give it. And I think giving it the daily energy is what really pushes it. And so, you know, 20 years later, those are key. So when you're young, just make sure you keep that in mind. Like, it's not over till it's never over. The work's never done.
Never over.
I remember writing the first record, and the cool story is we had our first record came out in 98, and I was young at the time. I was 19 years old. I'm 46 now. I was 19, but it was, I was like, damn, we had 3 songs on MTV on our first record. Right. And we were just getting started writing. We're like, man, how are we going to write these songs? Like, okay, what are we going to talk about? Right. And so it was like, the fact that I was trying to say is, just having those songs on MTV at that time, it was a super, super big deal. And the whole point was like, I didn't know how we were going to write another record or do it again. I thought the work was over. I'm all, wow, we got a record advance.
I'm on
we
MTV
got all this
soon.
Money. Yeah. I'm on MTV. Like, how are we going to write these songs again? How are we going to write this dope of shit again to follow this record up? Like, what are we going to do? Like, oh my gosh, like it became like, okay, so work hard. Okay, what are we going to write? Like, it was just continuing to just stay 24/7 every day. Instead of, at that time, I was doing a lot of crazy stuff. I was skateboarding, riding my dirt bike, doing all kinds of stuff. And I still wanted to go play at the time, right? And a lot of my friends were going to the dunes, riding dirt bikes, spending many hours. But there were great times. They were priceless. And a lot of those times were, that's the reason my catalog has got so much respect, is because I have 1,500 songs. Those times where people were out there doing that, there's a lot of summers that I was home. Just with my dreams in my head, you know, like just manifesting the next move, or the next big thing. So just staying at it, man. Like just the way I was raised, it didn't really go far from that. Just sticking to my guns and just betting in myself and being confident in myself and just owning who I was and not being shy or anything like that. And just owning the situation and believing in myself. And here I am, you know, 20 years later, I've got a lot out of it. You know what I mean? And whatever, it's just been a fun ride, to say the least. Just having fun along the journey has been cool for me.
D-Lo, let me
ask you. Just having fun along the way is what's important to me now, but working hard still every day and designating a lot of time to my craft, whether it's music, glass, merchandise, watch anything I do, there's a lot of time involved in it. So it's fun to do that. And I love doing it. So you're just working hard and just loving what you do and being stoked on it.
D-Lo,
so, yeah.
You know, when we think about it, you know, and we sit here, you said something very interesting, man. It's like, you got that first record. And then once you got that first record, you thought the work was done. And I can understand that too, because, you know, it's that first glimpse of like fame or that first glimpse of success. Or sometimes it's that new money that you get there and you think, oh shit, like I'm there, boom, I got this, and now it's done. And it's like, no, that's really the start point, you know? Like, that's all that other work was your start point, but the start point for the rest of the world is barely starting to identify you. You know, now it's been how many years since you've been on air? I mean, you know, what?
This is my 28th year this year.
Let's give that a round of applause.
28 years.
Thank you.
28 years. You know, I mean, just to give you guys an example, one of the things that, you know, he shared with me, and I'll actually let you share, you know, tell us about that brand right there, what you got here, your new device there you got.
I bring a stress of smoke. How is it?
That's just yours. Just going like,
I roll in my truck with this everywhere. So no, this is you know, like I said, like from merchandise to music to everything, you know, it's just heavily involved in like just my craft, you know what I mean? It started off just my passion with art was with music coming first and foremost. And then it turned into everything, just being creative along the journey led me into just creating new products. And this is a new product that just came out a couple of weeks ago. It's a glass piece we have out. I have a glass website. You go to CottonMouthKingsGlass.com
or you just go to cottonmouthkingsstore.com. You can find everything over there. Those are our websites. So the people who are listening, if you're in a glass, just music, merchandise, there's all kinds of cool stuff over there. So this is just a piece that came out, brother. It's produced by Jerome Baker. They're legendary.
I love him.
They're legendary. You guys ever heard of Jerome Baker? Anybody out here? Baker? Any OG smokers?
I feel like he's part of Cottonmouth Kings. I don't know why.
No, he is, though. Like he's an OG king.
See, like, all bullshit aside, like I really feel like I'm not kidding. Yeah. Because not only do I get the, you know, I think of Cottonmouth, I think of smoking, like getting all cottonmouthy.
Right.
Such a great thing. But I always thought Jerome Baker, like, he fits the group.
No, he's super. He's been a fan of the bands for shit moons. 20 years, yeah, you know, like moons. I remember first like starting to smoke weed. We were discovering Jerome Baker's for the first time. Like, oh, who put those big put those bubbles all over the bong? Like, who did all that? Like,
he has better hair than you guys. Even when you guys were letting it grow.
Right. Yeah.
You know that's great. Like, even when you guys had some hair, he just went hard.
My hair's pretty slick.
I'll show
the world real quick. He's a great fan of the band and he does great work. So it's great to first and foremost to work with a legendary glassblower in the industry. So that brings a lot of volume and credit to what we do. And Cottonmouth Kings and Jerome Baker is just like peanut butter jelly to me. It works hand in hand. There's a lot of other cool glassblowers that are doing a lot of intricate new stuff these days, but he keeps everything really clean. Really OG, and it just fits the brand. It just meshes with what we're doing really well. So I think it's a good fit. So this is a brand new piece. And if anybody wants to smoke it, you guys are more than welcome to come over here and take a hit of it and grab it.
Let's go.
And let me know how you feel. So
not only take a hit, but you got to take a picture with them, folks. D-Lok's in the building. You can check out his website, cottonmouthkingsstore.com. Also on Instagram, @DLokMK. That's DLOCKMK. From Placencia, rocking it out here, married with kids, doing his damn thing. We love you, brother.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, brother. We appreciate
it. Everything that you always do is great. Is there anything that you want to promote band-wise that you got going? I know you got the glass, but anything else going that you want to promote on the show real quick?
I mean, we're getting ready to go out this April. We have a lot of big 420 shows for Cottonmouth Kings. It's always a big month, you know, 420. Like, you know, all the numbers always seem to go through the roof during 420 for us, so... We got a big couple of weeks booked in April. That's our next big tour. We just got off tour with the Rehab. I don't know if you guys ever familiar or heard of the band called Rehab. They're an old school band.
I've been a few times, but other than that.
No. They have some great songs. A song called Bartender. It has 50 million or a couple billion views. They're an old school band that's still doing their thing, and they sound great. We just got off tour with them. And we have a new record coming out this year, which is fantastic. That's the first thing I really wanted to say to everybody and everybody listening, everybody's in here, especially tell my homeboy Blue.
What is it like? What's the new song?
The cool thing about the record, so let me tell you this. So what is really special about this new record? Of course, I'm the only original member left in the Cottonmouth Kings. And Cottonmouth Kings has been under like new management, new directions for the past 5 years. I do everything, and I work with a couple people that helped me along the way. But so there's new direction in the band, you know, 28 years later. Some of the other guys are retired. They're not in the band no more. They're 11 years older than me. So they're married with kids and doing their thing. You know, they don't have no interest in doing the band anymore, which is cool. They were in it for so long. But I've always been the youngest member. So I always knew I was going to be the longest member. Like, I always just knew it was going down like that.
Great.
Plus, I was the original member. Had my name on all the contracts. So I always knew that wasn't ever going to go anywhere. Like, so. But new music this year, which is big for us. And I got some of the original artists back on Suburban Noise Records that were back working with us in 99 and 2000 that put out their own records on Suburban Noise, friends of ours that they were actually the first artist to put music out on our independent record label we had at the time called Suburban Noise Records. They're back and they're record. It's like Wu-Tang. You got some of the original members that were in the camp back. So we're creating this record. And even the cooler thing, let me tell you this, the cooler thing for me, that's cool enough for me. That's like, that's rad. Just to have all those voices, those voices back together on this record is cool. But the original producer that created all of our music, like every song you've heard, you know, like all our popular songs we've ever had, all that body of music. I said those 1500 songs. He He produced every single one of those beats. He was responsible for every song you liked, dog. Every single one of those joints, he made all those beats. So we've been in transition lately, last couple of records, with working with new producers. But we have our original producer back making all the beats that's on our record. So that's like saying Snoop Dogg, which he is, back working with Dr. Dre, putting out a new record. Because I just watched that on TV.
Yeah.
He's putting out a new record with Dre. So Dr. Dre's beats with Snoop Dogg's voice in 224 is amazing. So Cottonmouth Kings working with our original producer that created our sound is amazing for our world.
And I agree with
it's amazing for the people in our world.
You get back to your sound that took you guys there, and you're back to that.
That's what made us popular. That sound, those snare drums, those dread, those beats, that drive of the music.
Cottonmouth Kings, this is who we are.
Correct.
Let's go back to the roots.
That's what's so important to me, and I'm glad you understand. Thank you, sir. So new music, new record this year. We're shooting a video next week, and the video is called Your Future. It's a really cool topic, you know, and looking forward to everything. Just having fun.
It's great to have you on the show, brother. We're going to take a break. It's Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. Everybody in here from Master Mentors, make some noise.
Follow Blue at One Christopher Wright. Follow Joe Grande at Joe Grande 52.
Subscribe to our weekly newsletter on our website, CannabisTalk101.com.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
If you want to turn your typical into something special, folks, well, you know, you can sit around with Blue and I and hold our hands. Or if it comes to infused products, if you want something flavorful or tasteful, it's not us. It's really Lorand Oil. So if you're looking for that experience, the feeling that you experience can be just as enjoyable as your eyes. Because go to LorandOils.com. You see the website. I'm looking at it right now. And look at those lovely treats. Oh, so good. Really, really good. We're sitting here with a guy in my book that before I left the house, I said, babe, I'm going to interview Brian Buckley again today. And she goes, Brian, why do I know that name? I go, that's the former Marine Raider, member of the CEO of Hellman Valley Growers Co. and Battle Brothers Foundation. They just had their foundation last night in San Diego where they empower veterans through community-based personal development, economic upward mobility, and progressive medical treatments to better their lives and the lives of their families. You remember him, babe? Yeah. And then she goes, I think so. He was that good looking guy that came up and go, take it easy.
Take it easy.
But check out his website, battlebrothersfoundation.org, to become involved, or make sure you follow him online at Battle Brothers Foundation. She goes, I follow his Brian Buckley one. I don't follow that one. I go, wait a minute.
What the hell?
And then she goes, did you see his haircut? Yeah. And I go, how did you see his haircut when he just got it yesterday?
Well, I seen him at dinner the other night, too. You guys were hanging out. You and Joe's wife were at the
Yeah. No, it was great. After she cut my hair, I'm like, let me at least go take you out for some food and we're good to go.
It wasn't even his own wife that cut his hair. He does hair.
Yeah, right. I don't let her touch
it. And my hair is the physical therapist. That all being said, ladies and gentlemen, this is the only gentleman that I really did tell my wife, babe. He's the one that I said that has killed thousands of people and I think could be the president of the United States.
Yeah.
That's the Brian
Buckley.
So you gave him a pass. You know what I'm saying? And all that being said, ladies and gentlemen, please give it up, Master Mentors Class of 2024, to Mr. Brian Buckley that's in the building.
What's up, everyone?
Yeah.
Who I gave him the introduction, like I said it to my wife, a man in my opinion who really does need know, because for those that are listening around the world for the first time, you may have heard the past podcast. For those that are in the room, please go back and listen to the podcast with Brian Buckley. He's been on several, but the very first one, probably 4 years ago, was one of the strongest ones when you really hear what this man has done for our country. And he's a real soldier and a real hero. So I don't want to ever let that go unseen or heard, especially when I have a captive audience in front of me. Usually it's just us three bozos up here and those two clowns videoing us to where I don't feel like, oh, there's nobody new to say this in front of.
Yeah.
But there's new people that need to recognize this man, because this man is literally killed people for us to be safe. And I don't say that in a joking way, in a whatever way. I say it in a sincere way, because he's seen more than I could ever imagine. Like I said, go back and listen. That all being said, you had an amazing foundation literally last night that you were up till 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And you made it out here at early in the morning. And I salute you for doing what you do for this community here in front of us. Let alone
Absolutely,
listening.
Man.
But tell us about your Battle Brothers Foundation last night, brother.
Yes, we had the inaugural Battle Brothers Veteran Hero Ball. We did it at a really great place down in San Diego called the University Club. And just a great turnout. So many good people showed up. We made a good amount of money. But the main thing, everyone had friends, made a ton of connections. And you know when you just like walk away from an event, like we just did something. We don't know yet, but it's going to be really impactful for your company. I know something big is going to come from this one. So I'm super stoked. I'll be here for you guys anytime. So never, you don't have to thank me. I want to thank you guys for everything you do for us.
Oh man. Thank you, man. Brian. You know, tell me, you know, we were talking in the bathroom today.
It's another day.
What you guys do in the bathroom besides?
What are we doing in the bathroom?
D-Lo, in the boys' room, you know, it goes down.
Well, you know.
Yeah. I was in the men's room, but you could have been in the boys' room.
Oh, so, but you know, we were talking about some of the things that, you know, like, experiences that people had.
Yeah.
Share us a little bit about, like, in detail what it went down last night. You know, so like, I know you guys were giving away trips, you guys were doing you know, cool things for the community and giving back. So kind of share that.
For sure. So pretty much the theme for last night was to help get our cannabis research funded. So that was kind of the why we had everyone out there. We shared stories about other things Battle Brothers has done. It's just not, we do cannabis research. We do a holistic approach to help out our veterans. And there were just so many, you know, business owners who weren't in the cannabis game, but want to help. And in particular, one girl is like, just give me the green light and I'm going to set up another gala for you in Austin, Texas. And she's like, I'll run it. I'll get it all done. You just show up. And I'm like, done. And she's like, you guys will kill it in Texas. I mean, they freak out over veterans.
Yeah.
So that was one that just really popped out. But you know how it is. It's like, you got all these business cards and you start getting messages. You're like, all right, let me put this together. And right now, I'm not all there, unfortunately. I'm here for you guys. But I got to kind of wake up tomorrow morning early, go back, review my notes, reach back out, connect with these people, set up the follow-on meeting, and keep making some good things happening.
Fantastic.
You know, you've been doing this for a while, and you've been a soldier for this country, and you get into cannabis, and you're looking to raise money for research.
Yeah.
It's something Blue and I have been a fan of forever, and when we heard you first speak, we've all become fans and we're all on that same page. We all want research for everything. You are really focused on the military, which is great. That being said, what are you looking at? Can you give me some more detail? Because we've talked so much in the past. I want the listeners to really realize, what are you trying to study with this? The research you're trying to do.
Absolutely. So basically, I mean, I went through a whole kind of situations with me being out in the playground, got banged up a couple times and just had a lot of bumps and bruises.
And really, my body was at war with itself. And still have shrapnel and all this crap throughout my body. And someone's like, try some cannabis. Totally desperate at that point. I'm like, I'll do anything. And it worked. I got my first night of sleep in I don't know how many years. And it kept working. So I'm like, all right, there's something here. I can go to the VA, get a ton of pills if I want it. But this green plant's meeting all my needs. Why can I not have this prescribed to me in the VA? So through kind of different meetings and all that stuff, we ended up partnering up with this group out of Israel called Niomedic Healthcare and Research Services. They were the ones saying that for anyone to take us serious, you're going to need to get an institutional review board, which means you've been cleared hot for human trials. And what we're going to do here, our first study in California will be about 300 veteran study. From there, it'll be 90 days for a veteran to go through it all. And what the outcome will be is we'll have a treatment protocol and a formulation. From there, we'll take it into another state, prove that's repeatable, accessible, having the same results. And then I've taken it about as far as I can go. As you guys know, we've been working on Capitol Hill with both D's and R's. They'll give us a platform. We'll raise the right hand. Data, American doctors, can we proceed with FDA double blinds? With the end state of getting our medical product into the VA, making medical cannabis federally legal, but not just for veterans, for any patient in America who could benefit from the plant.
And as you do this research, though, which is a beautiful plan, does it have to be done at a UCI? Is it a Stanford? Is it Yale?
You
know, because I know you just said you started, which we've been learning about Israel. Folks have been doing this research for years. We know it's out there, right?
Yeah.
But we can't use this research from other countries.
Exactly.
Which I get and understand. So my question, which I've been intrigued with, which we've had several conversations at night in person about the research that you want to get done, but where does our country need this research to come into to be official?
They need American doctors to validate it.
So is it just doctors or is it colleges? Is it like if we get American doctors to study your patients that are veterans and this doctor then says, I have 740, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And these 40 patients under my doctor's license, and I say this, is that what we need for the government to be?
Yeah, okay? I mean, it just kind of, the way it happened is the doctor who is basically, how it worked, the Israeli doctors work with U.S. veterans, and then the American doctors at UC Irvine will be the principal investigators. So they'll be marking, like, that happened, that happened, that happened. And it just so happened, we had the one doctor, she was a private doctor, she was all about it, got offered a job at UC Irvine. Kind of went back and forth. Irvine was a little bit worried about, hey, we got federal grants. We have all this money. What's that going to happen?
Right.
Through just working with lawyers and kind of really looking at this, it's like, well, wait, the Israelis doctors are working with the veterans with the cannabis. You're more like, in a sense, observing. So you're not touching the plant. So we just said, you're in an observational role. And they were good for that. And that's how we got them on board. Because that one doctor, she was really adamant. It's just like, if I'm taking this job, I still want to continue with this research. And to show how, you know, the VA does the best that they can with what they have. And I know vets, we kind of rail on them sometimes, but sometimes you get some great people in the VA. And a couple doctors on UC Irvine side were former VA doctors. And they left after we said opiates are bad. And we just cold cocked veterans right off of it. Didn't wean them off of it, just say you're done. And it led to a couple of her patients committing suicide. And she's like, we all know this works. And I just had to get involved somehow, some way to study more research on this plant and get this thing going.
Thank you for that, man.
Brother, my hat's off to you, first and foremost. So thanks for all the hard work you've done for our country. But
Dude,
to me, it's so mind blowing, dog. Like how you literally like been in the situations of life or death, like really taking people out. Like something like you don't really want to talk about because it's probably a touchy thing.
He
but
does.
No,
he
I'm cool, man.
Freely. He's so right.
But to me, it's so gnarly. Like you type it like you're like one of the gnarliest people like around, like people that do your work. My cousin's like in does some of this stuff, but to be in that position and have to like make those life changing thoughts and whatever the decisions, thoughts, like everything's going down to this one decisions. Like it could be the middle of the night. It could be like any weather, any whatever. But bro, that is so gnarly, brother. Let's get a little round of applause. Come on. Everybody's watched TV and go, wow, that guy's nuts. Like how, like those thoughts have been through our head watching docs, right? So bro, to be right here with you, like I thought some of my guys doing backflips are already my friends, but bro, that is so gnarly to another man who can hold it down for my crown. But to be in that position, bro, that is so intense.
Yeah.
It's so intense.
I want you to go back and hear the first podcast, because if you hear the shit that he's been through,
that's not what I want.
That's why I say it so openly, because he could talk. When I say he's killed hundreds, is it hundreds or thousands?
I don't know.
Whatever, Doug.
Yeah. Not enough.
A lot. And my book, it's an open book about it. It's not like it's a secret what these guys have done. Look up the Raiders. Earlier the other day, dog, you were here when you came by Thursday, was it?
Yeah, right? Thursday.
Beforehand, I didn't tell you the story because we were so busy. We had a gentleman here with Diego, right? One of our interns. Sure. He brought a friend with him who was a Marine.
Nice.
I go, you're a Marine? He goes, yeah. I go, my buddy's coming by a little later. He's a Marine. He goes, really? The, you know, kid trying to, oh, really? I go, yeah.
He's going to do more push-ups.
Hey, no. I go, yeah, I think he's a Raider. He goes, swear to God.
So
and
gnarly.
He goes like this, because he's a Marine, he goes to Diego, who didn't know what the fuck a Raider was, right?
Yeah.
He goes, Diego, that's like the equivalent to like a Navy SEAL. Yeah. This dude and I are going to have nothing to talk about because
it's like the
we have nothing to talk about.
He goes, yeah. I go, dude, Brian Buckley's the most down-to-earth man that I've ever met in my life. I go, yes, he's high-ranking, but he's right here with all of us.
Yeah.
He goes, really? He goes, I can't wait to meet him. I literally took him in the other room and showed him the magazine where you're in it, and he read the whole fucking article and everything.
No shit.
Swear to God, he was so
That's badass. Well, no, it's so incredible. And hard. I just think, you know, the reason why I'm so open about it, I mean, there's some things I can't talk about, some things I just don't want to talk about. But I always look at, like, I never know if I'm talking to a future congressperson or a senator. And, you know, ultimately the president can send us downrange, but eventually Congress has to approve that. And so I just want them to think, you know, if you're going to send your greatest assets downrange, understand you're sending them to one of the most dangerous yet exciting places in the world, and they're signing a blank check payable with their lives. Have we done everything possible on the diplomatic side before we go there? Because we won't come back the same. You just don't. I mean, for me, war has enveloped my soul. I think about it every morning, think about it every day, just throughout the rest of my life, and that's fine. I'll have these demons forever. I've learned to live above them. But again, you are throwing out your greatest assets. You better make sure you did everything possible before you sent them down there to make this thing happen, because you're going to change some lives and really, you know, could disrupt some families and all that stuff. So that's why I like to share my experiences and try to get as real as I can, so just people have a clearer picture of what we're facing on the battlefield.
Wow.
Man.
Unbelievable.
And you know what?
I got like all these questions in my head.
But let me tell you, do you
would have like, you know, like.
As we brought it up to him, I'm walking through the hall and I go, and this is like just the truth, and it's not me going, oh, look what we do. So I go, this is why we have the HVGC on the wall right here.
Hell yeah. Love it.
I go, it's right here in this hallway. Yeah. And then I walked in the kitchen. I go, and that's why we have his other logo right here in this one. I goes, because we love our veterans here.
Yeah,
we
absolutely
love what this man has done for our country and all veterans.
Proud Americans, dude.
And that's what we are.
Down for our town. We're definitely down for our country. If we're down for our neighborhood, we're down for our country. You already know.
So when you got guys that have fought for our country, and they've got a cannabis brand.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you support a brand like
Unbelievable.
That?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. HVGC. Yeah. Hammond Valley Growers.
There you go.
Here's the kicker.
That needs to be heard. I'm glad we're talking about it.
Tell them what HVGC stands for.
Knuckle up, dog.
Tell them why you named it that.
Yeah, so HVGC is very, those four letters are extremely significant in the Marine Raider community. If you are a Raider and you serve in the Helmand province, you become part of the Helmand Valley Gun Club and get an HVGC tattoo on you. So when I was putting this together, I'm like, you know, I don't want the stories of the Helmand to just kind of go by the wayside. And I threw the four letters up there and it literally came to me so fast, Helmand Valley Growers Company. I'm like, oh shit, that really works and sounds cool, right? So I went and talked to all the Raiders to make sure they were good with it. And they're like, hey, not only are we cool with it, can we get a job with you when we get out?
Yeah.
And so it's really special for me to have a chance to talk about the heroes of the Helmand and the Helmand Valley Gun Club. And we're just kind of a conduit to kind of keep that story going. And ironically, when we were over in Afghanistan, we were dealing with the opiate issue. The Taliban would have them grow a poppy, cultivate the heroin, and sell it and fuel their insurgency. Well, we fought opiates there. Now we're back here, and essentially we're fighting opiates again. So it has a dual meaning to it and just all kind of worked out. So I'm extremely proud of that name. I'm proud of those letters, and I hope I make all the Raiders proud as well.
You know, a lot of action go down there in Helmand Valley?
Yeah, it gets a little interesting down there in the old Helmands, but I'll give the Taliban credit, man. Like you fight certain people, and you know, I don't like the Taliban, but I respect them. They're good
they're
fighters
soldiers.
And they want to mix it up with you. Yeah, yeah, no doubt. So it was some good fighting over there.
So you went down there and went into their territory basically.
Yeah, what we did
you went
was
to their hood,
that's one
you went to their hood.
Yeah, we like went after them.
No,
like
Seriously, though, that's a whole nother.
That alone
it just brings more heat on the situation.
Yeah,
that's gnarly just to make that. I'm gonna go there.
A bag full on Thursday when he came. This is the stuff that he's going into Hammond Valley and shooting up and doing.
Yeah,
sleeping overnight.
Yeah,
waking up and
in their
clearing
town.
House.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's like I said, it was an incredible time. It was that mission in particular was probably the best and the worst at the same time, if that makes sense. You know, I was talking earlier to the class here, just how this isn't a bragging or anything like that. It was just told to us by like this general. He said this summer of 2012 has been the bloodiest summer since the Vietnam War. Lost a lot of Raiders and SEALs and Green Berets. And we're just mixing it up with them, trying to come out there. You know, what I did was like the commando mission. So I went to advise the 7th Afghan Special Operations Battalion in Helmand. And in the middle of the night, we would fly into black helicopters and go do raids on high-value targets. Or we'd help out build stability platforms, maybe help them give white space so they can build another police checkpoint or something. And these VSPs, or village stability platforms, that was with other Raiders and SEALs and Green Berets. And that's when they would get all bearded up, wear the traditional dress, build a well. Standard police force, do limited raids and everything in between to help them, the Afghans, get on their feet, build their own economy, and provide their own security. So that's kind of what we were doing down there.
Wow. Look, I just love seeing you trip out off it.
So you're literally shooting out of the you're teaching us to things, you know?
It's really
what
difficult.
A weird combination.
Yeah, like, well, it's a counterinsurgency environment.
Like,
I mean,
wait,
that's
like that?
No,
what are you saying like that? Look,
no,
like,
it's real. It's a real shit.
It's really, it's a complex problem.
They want them to shoot at the other ones because they're like, get rid of these.
Correct, correct, correct.
And you got it. That's where, you know, if you look at back at times of Vietnam War with, was a general people for captive. You got the most body counts. You got some extra days leave and stuff like that. Well, counterinsurgency, you're not fighting, you know, Nazis in uniforms that are easily identifiable. They're just wearing civilian gear. So you could literally go by and high five them. And as you're walking by them, they turn around and shoot you in the back.
Wow.
So you got to deal with that. And then with the counterinsurgency, you don't want to do body counts. So if you by accident kill someone who didn't need to be killed, you might just create 10 more Taliban out of that because they're pissed off and they'll kind of come back around. Wow. In particular, one of our best machine gunners, who was a commando, he was former Taliban. They killed other assets. So glad he joined on the home team on that one.
Did
but
he bring his own guns or no?
What's that?
Did he bring his some of his own guns?
No, no, we supply
them.
We supply them
with everything. That's the crazy part about this whole scenario.
Yeah.
Our country supplies all the crazy other countries.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's why we need to
That's
smoke
deep.
More
That's
cannabis.
Great. That's great.
But, and all that being deep. Said, though, that is why gentlemen that come from the military, and that's what's so great about Brian being here, because Brian's able to speak from that military. Or Florida, or New York. PTSD comes in any form and fashion.
Absolutely.
That's my other point about
it. Really does.
You do not need to be military. You get a yeah.
That's for sure.
So my point is, our East Side San Jose, like I don't know. My point is, folks, this is how Ryan is trying to help his community. If you're out there watching right now, you want to help your community, do whatever you can to help yours. I want to show you guys to the Master Mentor Group that's personally in front of us. This is what a gentleman is doing for his fellow soldiers. You need to.
Follow Cannabis Talk 101 on all social media at Cannabis Talk 101.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue and Joe Grande, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. And make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to Cannabis Talk 101 now.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade.
What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.